This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, July 16th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Well, AgriPulse Phil Brasher in Milwaukee and covering the Republican National Convention. Phil, I'm curious, when we talk about events like this in the past, the question is goes, who's going to be the nominee? Now that the nominee is presumptive, the former President Trump, what's the mood at the convention, especially in front of his comments that are coming tonight?
Jeff, I've been to a number of conventions going back to 1988. This is the most united I've seen the Republican Party. Certainly more so than 2016, the last time they had an in-person convention. Seems to be a lot of excitement around the selection of J.D. Vance as the running mate. But the leader of this party, in every sense of the word, is Donald Trump.
Following the failed assassination attempt, you saw the bloodied president standing up and shaking his fist, saying the word fight. But it appears from the headlines and from conversations with you that unity may be a theme that comes from this event.
Yes, they are unified, and I think quite upbeat. Given the situation of the Democrats, a party that's anything but united right now, with the pressure that there's been in the last few weeks on President Biden to step aside from a significant number of members of Congress, this is a total contrast to that we're seeing here in Milwaukee. United, but also feeling like they could win the whole thing. They could win both chambers of Congress as well as the White House, and I think you're going to hear a lot of emphasis on that.
Certain implications with regard to a farm bill that if the GOP feels like that it has the opportunity to write a better bill after the election, how much effort will there be to secure a farm bill in the lame duck?
I think it's already a long shot. There's been no movement in the Senate. And in a lame duck, Republicans win control of both chambers. There's not going to be a lot of interest in doing anything, any deals with Democrats when they're about to take control of both chambers. Don't forget, there's this still huge issue of how you pay for a farm bill, how you pay for increasing commodity prices. Republicans really have not figured that out, but they potentially have more options. They got other problems to deal with, but they potentially will have certainly more control over the process if they're in charge of both houses of Congress.
Clear into speculation, but if there is a GOP-controlled House in the Senate, do you think that means budget cuts and even for USDA?
Quite possibly. We see the deficit become an issue. Certainly, let's not downplay the significance of rural voters, rural areas, rural districts, farmers to this base of the Republican Party. It is very much dominant in rural America, and that's probably going to be even intensified in this election.
A conversation earlier with Senator Grassley today, who suggested that truthfully, whether it's Joe Biden in the White House or whether it's Donald Trump, tariffs would most likely be a theme of the U.S. trade front, perhaps more so one with the other?
Probably with President Trump in a second term would probably even go one step farther than President Biden. Biden has kept in place the tariffs that Trump had on China and announced an increase in May. Trump, on the other hand, is not only promising higher tariffs on China, but he's also talking about an across-the-board tariff on all imported products in order to build the U.S. manufacturing base.
Philip Brasher reporting for AgriPulse from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn how bipartisan support for sugar in the Farm Bill benefits every American at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.